Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got Dr. Richard Stallman, free software guru supreme, joining us to talk about SOPA, the internet, and a lot more. It's good to have somebody who's kind of the archetypal opposite of Senator Ted Stevens, who thought the internet was a bunch of tubes that physical mail was delivered on. He's now gone off to Valhalla, so that's coming up. We've got breaking news up at Infowars.com. If you go to the Stop SOPA, Join the Fight, click here now. We have the article from yesterday, but I'm going to have that link changed to Paul Watson's article that is linked in red. Google is already using SOPA-like censorship. And I want to point that out, that it's happening to us, it's happening to others, and it's certified and the proof is all there. This is a big deal. The power structure is fighting with itself right now and basically wants Google to be able to censor people, not the government. But Google's already doing it. We've got the proof right there. I'm going to cover that coming up later in the hour. But we need to get this article out to everyone. Google is already using SOPA like censorship, and it's got all the proof. And guess who one of the main big fat targets is? Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Gee, I wonder why. Because they're growing exponentially like insane gangbusters. Thanks to you, the listeners, and others out there, people like Matt Drudge, who links to us routinely, because you know, he's a real researcher and journalist, understands we're breaking a lot of news. So there it is right there. And we're swimming upstream just like Ron Paul. They're trying to black us out. They're trying to censor us. All this is going on, and the article proves it all. We'll be breaking it down later. We're also going to premiere a video here that deals with the fact that we are winning. Viral video, resistance is victory, the tide is turning. And, of course, I shot this video a few days ago. Aaron did an incredible job adding all the documents. There's one error in the video, thanks to me. I said they want to make us use fluorescent, headache-inducing light bulbs instead of the beautiful phosphorescent. After I watched the video, I said it's incandescent is what they're banning. Phosphorescent is a subgroup, which is like day glow green, or what jellyfish glow with, of fluorescent. But it doesn't matter. It's just that when I find mistakes, you better believe I'm going to tell you when I make them. Because I know incandescent is the difference between the you know, you got halogen, you got incandescent, you've got all the different types of fluorescent. And I know that, but then I correct it, and it's almost even pointless, but I'm going to correct it. Can't change the video, though, but it's a very small point. No one even noticed it in the comments, but I did. Viral video, resistance is victory. It's up at Infowars.com. The tide is turning. The video's there for all the radio listeners, but I'm going to premiere the audio and video here coming up at the bottom of the hour. And there's now been a new Supreme Court ruling. Supreme Court rules Congress can recopyright public domain works. Congress may take books, musical compositions, and other works out of the public domain where they can be freely used and adapted and grant them copyright status. So I guess they're saying a King James Bible that's 600 years old or whatever, 550. I've been hearing about this case. I guess they did it. So I guess they can take Oliver Twist, or they can take Tale of Two Cities, stuff that's been, or I guess they can take The Little Mermaid, Hans Christensen or whatever his name is, and I guess they can just recopyright it and give it to whoever they want. Unbelievable attack on the free flow of information. Because they always use this not to protect the copyright 100 years after somebody's dead. They do it to stifle information. That's what China and Russia is trying to pass censorship garbage. This stuff's happening worldwide, man. The crooks are the same everywhere. And they figure out the best trick to bamboozle somebody, and they use it. It makes me want to throw up. All right, we've got Richard Stallman, free software icon, guru, whatever you want to call it, Obi-Wan Kenobi of free software movement. And we've got Ron Paul's brother coming up on the latest Iowa fraud, as they're saying, don't count the vote now. Ron Paul doesn't exist. And we've got Ron Paul fighting the NDAA secret arrest provisions with no media coverage of that. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, my friends, we've got a real treat for you. They talk about the top 10 people out there and internet land and who've really changed, you know, our perspective on so many things. It's Dr. Richard Stallman. He's a software developer and software freedom activist. He graduated from Harvard in 74 with a BA in physics and received many awards, doctorates, and professorships for extensive work. In January of 84, he resigned from MIT to start the GNU operating system, or GNU, meant to be entirely free software, and has been the project's leader ever since. Dr. Stallman also launched the free software movement in October of 85. He started the Free Software Foundation, and thank God, because nothing would work if we were running off Microsoft still. And I don't know anything about internet, I know that. And in 1999, Stallman called for development of free online encyclopedia through the means of inviting the public to contribute articles. So he was the progenitor of Wikipedia. During his college years, he also worked as a staff hacker at the MIT Artificial Intelligence Lab, learning operating system development by doing it. Stallman pioneered the concept of copyleft and is the main author of the GNU General Public License, the most widely used free software license. This is why, since the mid-90s, Stallman has spent most of his time in political advocacy for free software and spreading the ethical ideas of the movement, as well as campaigning against both software patents and dangerous extensions of copyright laws. That's why he's probably the best guest we can get on, you know, to discuss Russia, China, the U.S. They're all using copyright and later admitting they're using it to shut down free speech. SOPA is just one manifestation of this. And this monster is receding for now, but is guaranteed to come back very soon. In fact, in a few weeks. Here's the Associated Press. Supreme Court rules Congress can recopyright public domain works that have been out for hundreds of years. This is amazing. So here to break down the different horrors of the expansion of copyright to where you can't even use words now, they're saying, is a professor and Dr. Stallman. Thank you for coming on with us, sir.
Hello.
Hello. Well, let's go over it. I mean, what do you make of what's happening right now?
Well, I haven't read any details about today's Supreme Court decision. I haven't seen that yet. But previously, other Supreme Court decisions said it was unconstitutional to recopyright anything that was in the public domain. But this is a very pro-business Supreme Court. We can't trust it to protect human rights. They're going to give those human rights to corporations and protect the rights of corporations, but not the rights of humans in any practical sense.
Yes, sir. What got you started, developing the ideas that have become the free software movement that you kicked off?
I lived in a free software community in the 1970s, although we didn't use that term. When I was working at the Artificial Intelligence Lab at MIT, it was part of a community where we shared the software that we developed. And all the software that we used was the software of the community, and we were happy to share it with anyone who was interested in it, and we hoped that if they improved it, they would share it back, and often they did. But this community died in the early 80s, leaving me face-to-face with the proprietary software world, which is the way everyone else was using software. And by comparison to the world, to the life of freedom that I was used to, proprietary software was ugly, morally ugly. So I balked at that. I said, I am not going to accept a life of proprietary software. I would be ashamed of my life if I did that. So I decided to build a new free software community, since the old one was based on software for obsolete computers. It was necessary to start again from scratch. So I launched that project, and now there are free operating systems. Now it's just barely possible to use computers and not be subjugated by software developers of non-free software.
But expanding that with just basic text copyright, take Righthaven, they've been absolutely destroyed in court. They sued a lot of people across the spectrum for even taking a paragraph in a comment board where it was clearly a third party that had even done it, and they were backed by the Associated Press and others. I mean, that is really creepy to have the Associated Press and others actually suing quadriplegics and community activist groups helping homeless people because they had one paragraph of their article and clearly were, you know, discussing in many cases their own, you know, they were in the news article, they were posting it on their blog about them for humanitarian discussion, couldn't get any more clear free speech, and they were being sued.
Well, you know, they may, if they went to court, they might win, that is, the defendants might win on the grounds of fair use. The problem is it's hard to tell in advance, and it costs you a lot of money to go to court and find out. So those people probably didn't have enough money to stand up for their what are possibly their rights, plausibly their rights. But because of the way fair use is defined in copyright law, it's not a clear permission. It's a rather vaguely drawn defense against charges of copyright infringement.
Yeah, case by case. Shifting gears, overall, specifically on SOPA, is it heartening for you to see the big blackouts, to see
the- It is. And what this means is that we can sometimes defeat the copyright lobby when it demands increased power. Of course, we haven't defeated them yet, we are at least coming close to defeating them, and maybe we'll defeat them. But everybody listening to this, you've got to phone your senators today because they're going to vote next week. So, but at least, even if we don't actually defeat them, we've mounted a campaign that will have come fairly close. This is the first time it's been such a fight. When the Digital Millennium Copyright Act was passed, the law that censors software that you can use to decode encrypted publications, that you can use to break digital handcuffs, that was passed in the House of Representatives without an explicit vote. It was considered totally uncontroversial. There were just a few of us saying that this is an injustice. And that's why Digital Restrictions Management, DRM, is such a pain nowadays, because of that law that the copyright lobby purchased in 1998, which bans the software capable of breaking the digital handcuffs. So I am against anything that the copyright lobby wants until they start undoing some of the injustices they've already imposed on us.
Doctor, let me try to quantify that from my layman's perspective, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I mean, I see as the injustice. They're talking about their rights as they attempt to put a preemptive, non-deliberative, no due process, guilty until proven guilty system.
Guilty until proven innocent, I think you meant.
But I was being sarcastic. You're guilty basically, period. Yeah, guilty until proven guilty. I was being sarcastic. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, you're guilty up front. And they're basically just gobbling up the internet, gobbling up what people have created, gobbling up everything like they're masters of the universe. And until they become reasonable, there's no point in even discussing anything with them because they're not giving anybody quarter.
I agree. But furthermore, the more subtle thing that they're doing is they're trying to focus attention on their problems as if their problems needed to be catered to while distracting you away from the problems they have already imposed on us. I hope we completely defeat SOPA, but don't forget the copyright law in the U.S. already gives them too much power. Of course, they're not satisfied. They always want more. That's what the 1% do to the 99%. But even if we stop them from getting more, that's not enough. We've got to aim for more than just preventing them from making it worse. We've got to undo some of the injustices they have already done to us. We have to put an end to the war on sharing, which is a cruel war that attacks all of us. Now, when I say sharing, I mean something specific. I mean non-commercial copying and redistribution of published works. Exact copies, that means, not modifications. That's a rather limited freedom, but that's the freedom we all must have so that the war on sharing ends and copyright ceases to be tyranny. Now, that means they've got to stop using digital handcuffs. Lots of products nowadays are designed with digital handcuffs. Every DVD player you can buy has digital handcuffs.
Oh, let me give people an example. I mean, I have a TV studio, I have a TV show, I make films. I buy prosumer and professional equipment, and half of our technical difficulties are with digital TVs, monitors, cameras, is having the right software keys, everything talking to each other plugged in. It has to authenticate that I'm allowed to run a video through it. It's all spying on me and screwing up my entire operation. My whole life is about complying with this stuff, and I bought it, and I'm in here using it to produce TV. And as the 80 inventors of the internet pointed out, this SOPA would cripple the internet by putting all these pre-restrictions on things.
Well, yes. The worst thing in SOPA is that it becomes easy to shut down any website where the public is posting things. It just takes an accusation that somebody posted something that was infringing copyright, and it becomes almost impossible for that site to keep operating. That's why Wikipedia decided to go black yesterday, because it would be impossible to operate something even vaguely like Wikipedia under the rules of SOPA. Now, after the show's over, I'd like you to tell me more about the precise details of your problems with these TV systems, or have your technical person tell me, because that's an area I don't know about, and I want to know about the details of that.
Sure, if you'd like that, Doctor, I actually have two engineers here, and they can explain it to you. But, you know, we have TV sets behind me on the nightly news, and they're digital. And just to run feeds to them, to talk to a guest on Skype, or to or you know, to have a blue background behind me, all the TVs you buy that are prosumer or even professional now, it has a gate in it that scans to see if I'm even streaming something over it that's copyright, and then it's endless. You know, to use software, you've got to have the dongle in the machine, and then that screws up. I mean, it's
proprietary software. And proprietary, you see, with software, there are just two possibilities. Either the users control the program, or the program controls the users. What you're seeing is that with proprietary software, the software controls the users. Now, what's proprietary software? That's any software for which the users don't have the freedom to run it as they wish, study and change the source code, and redistribute it either with or without changes. So,
sure, just to be clear, Doctor.
Control. But with Windows or Mac OS or Skype, the software controls the users. That's why I will not use any of that.
Well, it is the machine surveilling us, preemptively turning us into slaves. A lot of our operation is run on Linux systems. I'm not a tech guy, but.
They're not Linux systems, they're GNU systems, and you're talking about my work there.
Yeah, you're right. You are the progenitor of that with GNU that then other things grew out of. So GNU systems, we do have a lot of those. We have one of our IT people just absolutely loves your work, has tried to build a lot of things around her like that. But separately, when I've got a pretty big operation, it's not that big, like 34 people, you know, sometimes we've got to hurry. We've got to buy software to run TV shows. We've got to get equipment. I'm talking about solid state stuff, Doc, that won't work as well. All I'm saying is it screws everything up.
Yeah. Hardware can be malicious too, and these the encryption of video between a computer and the monitor is an example of a malicious hardware feature that has been put into essentially all modern PCs by a conspiracy of corporations, including hardware companies and media companies. So. Yeah, what you can see it. They buy laws like the Digital Millennium Copyright Act to forbid people to escape from these things, and then they can design our technology to abuse us however they wish. So what you can see is that proprietary software, because even when there's hardware that's malicious, the software has to make use of the malicious features. So the proprietary software is involved also. And when software is proprietary, it is likely to have malicious features in it to spy, to restrict. And there are even back doors that accept remote commands to do things.
That's what I was about to get to, sir. We're talking to Richard Stallman, free software inventor, creator, guru, Obi-Wan Kenobi type. You know, so much of what we live with today that is the only alternative to what the big corporate Borg are oppressing us with did come out of his ideas. But expanding on this, Doc, because when you talk about it, that's what I'm saying. I've tried to get the freer systems, and I'm saying in many cases it does not exist. I don't have the money to hire an army of people that are trained in free software to be able to even attempt it. And what you said is true. There's all these Trojan horses built into everything, and I'm even paying for it, and it's junk, no matter how expensive, because the whole thing is tied down with these handcuffs, and it just absolutely stifles innovation, as you said 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, although it does worse than stifle innovation. You see, innovation is the sacred cow of people. people who claim that they need to be allowed to restrict us. They say if they can restrict us, they'll do more innovation. But innovation can be good or bad. Democracy was once an innovation. Tyranny was once an innovation. So innovation can serve us.
Bioweapons were once an innovation.
Yeah, innovation will only serve us if we have control over what innovations we'll accept and what innovations we'll reject. So I do not accept innovation as sufficiently important to justify taking away our freedom. Yes, I'd like innovation, all else being equal, assuming we have freedom. But when somebody argues, give up your freedom so we can make more innovation, that is literally a Trojan horse.
Well, that's well said, but my point is they are... I mean, everybody knows Microsoft stuff works horribly because it's all got backdoor spy systems, and it's just total crap because, excuse my French there, because they're obsessed and control freaks. Bill Gates.
Yep. But it's not just Microsoft. I've got to point out that Apple is even worse.
Oh, yeah.
And Amazon is horrible. The Amazon swindle. An ebook reader has known spy features. Of course, it has digital handcuffs, and it has a back door for deleting books. Do you know that Amazon remotely deleted thousands of books in 2009?
Yeah, 1984.
Right. Someone wrote they used up a year's supply of irony, demonstrating the Orwellian nature of their product, which they call the Kindle. Because it's designed to burn our books, they demonstrated it by deleting Orwell's book.
Oh, that's another point. They've got this Kazaa thing where I've had rights to music. I've uploaded it, but because it's in some registrar, suddenly it shuts down the audio on my videos that millions of people are watching. And even though I have letters sending them to YouTube that I have licensure, it doesn't matter because the computer recognized it and did that. And they now admit they could erase my voice off these major systems in a matter of hours with the same technology. I mean, you talk about dangerous having all the books digital. They could just hit a button.
Yes. That's why I won't use such systems. I will never use anything like the Amazon Kindle for my books, because I want to have books that I can read without any proprietary technology. I want to buy them without identifying myself, and I'm not willing to sign a contract to get them. If I buy a paper book,
wow,
I can do it with cash in a bookstore. I don't sign a contract, and my eyes, without any aid at all, or at most perhaps with some lenses, can see the letters. I'm not required to get some secret technology just to see what the letters in the book are.
Wow.
So I will never use those ebooks
under
any circumstances, and I hope the rest of you will join me. If you want to read more about this, look at stallman.org/articles/ebooks.pdf, and at the bottom of that, there is a link to a place you can sign up to participate in our campaign against tyrannical ebook systems.
I mean, I had read some of your writings on this, but the way you put it, we can really see it being put into function. I mean, this is a tyranny. They've designed the current web system as a tyranny consciously, as you said, the big corporations. And the sick part is, when we pay the licenses and buy the equipment, we're paying for their own Trojan horse for them to engage in beyond Orwellian behavior.
Yep, and that's, well, I wouldn't say beyond Orwellian. After all, Oceania did things even worse than destroying books. I mean, they just murdered people. But the point is, we have to reject these systems, and that's the basic idea of the free software movement. I won't accept the systems that are designed to take away my freedom.
Okay, Doctor, I'm going to try to get you in touch right now with one of the engineers to give you any of that information you want. And I'll say bye to you during the break. Perhaps you can even come back for a couple more minutes on the other side and tell us more about solutions. But just intriguing to hear you on with us and all the points that you bring up. It absolutely makes sterling sense.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Richard Stallman, Dr. Richard Stallman, free software creator of the GNU system that everything's pretty much based on today, Linux, you name it, is our guest for five more minutes. He's going to be gone for a while, but hopefully coming up in a few months we'll be able to get him on for a full hour, because everything he talks about just totally clicks. Because I'm not an IT person, but I live 12, 14 hours a day around it. We're an internet operation pretty much. We're on commercial radio as well and XM. But I live it, and I've experienced what he's talking about, and all the points he makes ties right in to what I'm just organically seeing as a layperson here. But I was bringing up some intriguing stuff to him during the break. We have the articles. We had the Time Warner executive send us the internal documents after we surmised it. An example of these Trojan horses, the TiVo systems, the Time Warner cable systems, and others. When they censored the Jesse Ventura TV show, it aired once. Congress went crazy on the FEMA camps, ordered them not to air it again. That later came out in Congress. It was a big scandal. Suddenly, off of DVRs nationwide, cable systems, you name it, it disappeared. We confirmed it through one Time Warner office that, you know, that they were ordered to put the command in. They'd never seen that before. But the point is, you pay for cable, you have a DVR, you record on it, and then they go in and erase it. What do you? And I know you want to see the proof of that. We'll get it to you, doctor. But if true, what do you make of that?
It's just another example of how non-free software is a restriction on the users, and it's an injustice. So if you look around at any non-free software you've heard of, you know, various products that have non-free software in them, every one of them should not be that way.
Yeah, it's very, very sad that this is all going on. We're paying for our own prison. In just 3 or 4 minutes, because I know you've got to go, Doctor, what are some other solutions or things we can start doing to weaken the power of the corporate Borg?
Well, there are all across the various areas of life, we can see corporations taking control of our government and using that power to hurt most people. Of course, there's the financial crisis and all the Americans facing foreclosure. A lot of these foreclosures are fraudulent. The banks are committing fraud when they foreclose. And right now, we're pushing Obama not to let them off the hook, which is what he wants them to do. There are a few states where the attorneys general are trying to pursue the banksters for their fraudulent foreclosures. And there are protests run by Move On today. I'm going to go to one this afternoon. But that's just one example. Of course, the banks created the downturn by purchasing deregulation in Congress. And then if we look at, for instance, agribusiness, which is basically crushed family farming in the U.S., and now gets tremendous subsidies to these corporations, subsidies that were originally meant to help family farmers, and that made sense. But nowadays, it's just subsidies to big business. And then you look at the private prison industry, which is a great reason. They use the prisoners. They have the prisoners work, but it's the company that gets the money. The prisoner gets paid like 50 cents a day, which is, you know, even better for them than hiring somebody in Mexico or China. And so that's a reason to imprison more Americans, because they're effectively slave labor. And then if we look at the oil companies and their push for burning up our planet, you may have followed the fight to block the Keystone XL Planet Roaster pipeline, and that's not dead either. So what do these things have in common? What they have is corporations have power, so we need to clean up politics. We need to get corporate money out of politics. And I got a book yesterday. Let me read the exact title. It's Corporations Are Not People by Jeffrey Clements. And this proposes a constitutional amendment to say that, no, when the Constitution gives rights to people or persons, it's not talking about corporations.
Well, the power to give corporations rights so they can then stomp on our rights, it's very, very frightening. And for those that don't know, you couldn't even have corporations in this country the way they are until about the last 130 years or so. Before that, they had limited duration to build a bridge or to do some type of program. And I understand a little company having a corporation so you can have different people involved together. But the idea of giving it more rights than the humans and then having these crooks that run it. I mean, take Mitt Romney. He's got most of his money in the Cayman Islands. And, you know, he's running around lecturing everybody, and he's paying almost no taxes.
Well, he said that corporations are people. And someone pointed out that if that's true, he's a serial killer.
Yeah, I saw that.
But I don't want to abolish corporations either. But we must abolish the political power of business. In this country, it's taken for granted that business has... powerful business has a veto over everything. And that means it's taken for granted that we've lost our democracy. No one should think about that without feeling disgusted and saying, this must be changed. Get that book, because he explains how it's not an accident that the Supreme Court gave corporations unlimited power to pay for political ads. It's the culmination of a 40-year or 35-year, perhaps, campaign for giving human rights to corporations.
It is very, very dangerous. And now those corporations are destroying our sovereignty, our local control. Dr. Stallman, thank you so much for spending time with us. And again, give us your website and any other websites you think are important for people to look at.
For free software, look at the Free Software Foundation site. That is fsf.org. And you can join if you wish. For my other political causes, look at stallman.org. And if you want to join our fight against digital handcuffs, DRM, go to defectivebydesign.org. And for the danger of ebooks and how they take away our freedom, look at stallman.org/articles/ebooks.pdf.
All right, Doc, thanks for the time. But in the final statement is, I mean, just reiterating, you think it's really exciting that there's such an awakening to the power grabbing of the copyright industry and the fact that Hollywood and others just think they control the known universe. And this has certainly gotten their attention. What do you expect them to do now?
They'll find another way. You see, whether we defeat SOPA or not, Even if we defeat it, it'll be clear that we defeated it because the measures they wanted to take were going to cause tremendous damage to everything around them. But if they propose something else that'll give them more power but won't hurt other companies, they might still get away with it. So what that means is we still have a long way to go in building up our opposition to the point where we can start to undo some of the injustices they have already put into copyright law.
So it was just so ham-fisted and so brazen bull in a china cabinet they were unable to get it, but they will come back. And it does show how, I mean, remember 5 years ago when McCain said, let's pass a bill where no judge, no jury, no proof, we just kill your computer? If we think you did something copyright, I mean, this is overthrowing our entire Magna Carta, our entire Constitution. I mean, it's tyrannical on its face, Doc.
Absolutely. But that's what big business is like. Big business just wants power and has no respect for anything.
Wow. Well, I look forward to speaking to you again. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Happy hacking. Thanks for giving me the chance.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. What an interesting fellow. Wow. That was a very powerful interview. Went a little bit longer than I intended it to. We got a lot to cover, but it's important. Now, I'm not going to have time to air all of this. It's 15 minutes long. It's up at Infowars.com, but I want to play it here on the radio. Viral video, resistance is victory. The tide is turning. And I go through a lot of the solutions, but one that I don't cover here is the biggest solution and the biggest victory. And that is that the awakening is viral right now. People are really starting to understand with the passage of the NDAA and the rest of it. Look at the support of Ron Paul. Look at the so-called mainstream media losing almost all its viewers and listeners. They're in implosion. They're in free fall. That's what this SOPA thing's about. That's a big part of it. That's why the mainstream corporate prostitutes endorsed it. The system is scared. They built this whole grid to surveil us. It's backfired on them. And I'm not saying we're even winning the fight. We're in the fight. I agree with Dr. Stallman, who was on. He said this is we're really starting to see humanity get in the fight. And you're really starting to see humanity wake up that all is not well in the state of Denmark, as Shakespeare would say. And so it's very, very exciting. So all of you need to realize the internet is still somewhat free. We still have the power of free speech. Until the big false flag or the war with Iran and all the other garbage coming down the pike. If we speak out now, while the sun shines, the globalists may back off. I know they may slow down. Things won't go as well for them. So now is the time like never before. While we've still got the internet, while so many people are listening, while so many people understand what's happening, to gain the initiative, which we're starting to get, and turn this around. So here is our report. Aaron Dykes put this together. Amazing job, Aaron. And the article and video is at Infowars.com. Please get it and get it out to everyone you know. It's titled Resistance is Victory. The Tide is Turning. We'll play part of it, go to break, come back, and play the rest. And then Wayne Paul, brother of Ron Paul, is coming up talking about the incredible election fraud now coming out. Confirmed, we told you so. They're throwing out the election results in Iowa, and they're not saying what that means. So now I guess they'll just admit fraud in states and then give it to Santorum or Romney? Well, there's fraud, but we say it's them. We had a good old boy meeting, and what did Karl Rove say? And just, you know, had a gentleman's agreement. Let's go ahead and go to this video. It's up to you if this gets out to everybody. Here it is.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Resistance is victory. That simple initial decision to stand up and to get involved and to take action is the most important decision you can make, because from that flows all other major actions in the fight for freedom and human dignity worldwide. But you first got to get angry, you've got to get focused, and you've got to get engaged. The world is at a crossroads. We have a decision to make. No one can deny anymore that tyranny is growing and casting its long, dark shadow across not just the United States, but worldwide. But in the midst of all of this, and as we move deeper into 2012, it is important to realize the incredible successes, complete and partial, that we've had against tyranny. These are just a few in the last year. In fact, after you're done watching this video, I would ask you to post comments with points that you believe have been victories so we can make a part two video. But here are just some of them. The SOPA bill, or Stopping Online Piracy Act, which is really just a Trojan horse, as the inventors of the Internet and many others went public and documented, to shut down free speech and to allow giant corporate monoliths to basically carve up the Internet and take it over for their own uses and shut down their competition. But you saw the GoDaddy protest that caused hundreds of thousands of their customers to leave them. Many of the big Internet companies and smaller ones as well, led by Reddit and others, saying that they were going to basically black out their websites to protest the fact that this SOPA bill is a free speech killing system. And now, because of the actions that you and others took, the system, who just a few weeks ago was very arrogant and said, resistance is futile, we're going to pass this, we've got hundreds more votes than we need in the House, suddenly it's crumbled, and they're saying, okay, we're shelving it for now. And they hope that later you'll go back to sleep, that they can repackage their lies and bring it back forward. But the point here is, when we take action, and when the people stand up for basic fundamental rights, the system and the oligarchs that control it are brought to their knees. So a big victory in early 2012 against something the system told us was a foregone conclusion. They don't just stop there trying to craft our reality. They've told us for a year that Ron Paul cannot win, that no one would vote for him, that he wasn't even a real candidate, that there was no way he could ever come in third, fourth, fifth place, much less second in New Hampshire, and a statistical dead heat in Iowa. But despite the entire dinosaur whore media, the zombie control media, telling you he can't win and excluding him from debates and giving him 89 seconds in other debates and all the demonization and all the dirty tricks and everything they've got being thrown at Ron Paul, he is growing in the polls nationwide and is a very strong second place. Even if he loses, even if they engage in election fraud, we all win because real issues are being injected and a movement for liberty worldwide is growing. Ron Paul and all of us that support him aren't just an example for freedom here in the U.S. There are movements sprouting up all over the world. We are offering the alternative to the crony capitalist, anti-free market, monopoly men that run our government and other major governments who are trying to shut down the true free market and destroy our private property. Ron Paul and his resistance and our support of him is victory. Let me move to some of the other big victories we've had in the last few months. All over the United States, from California to Florida, but also in Canada and Europe and the United Kingdom, major cities and towns are removing the toxic waste, sodium fluoride, and other byproducts from their water supplies.
One county in Florida has 1 million residents in it. And the city council overwhelmingly, after seeing the scientific evidence, moved to remove the toxic brain-altering chemical from the water supply. Huge victory. For more than 60 years, globalist corporations, in a bid to reduce fertility, chose bisphenol A as a key ingredient in most plastics to reduce fertility. There were literally thousands of other formulae that didn't have the estrogen mimicker in it. But now, 60 years later, all over the world, businesses, corporations, restaurants are advertising that they have bisphenol-free products, whether it's baggies for food or furniture or clothing. This is another example of a human awakening taking place. And in just a matter of a few years, public protest and voting with your dollars has overturned one of the main globalist tools of chemical control. Medical tyranny that was used in Nazi Germany, Soviet... All right, we're going to come right back. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play the rest of this with solutions and victories we've had after Wayne Paul comes up, because I want to hit some other news right now.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
By the way, on the nightly news this evening that I'm hosting, I remember a year ago, the Haitians came out and said, we believe the UN is bringing cholera and other weaponized forms of different diseases here, because suddenly this stuff's spreading everywhere, and it wasn't here until they got here. Now it's coming out in the mainline corporate press. This is the case. And we have a bunch of different reports on that this evening. And the UN is doing its normal, raping children and kidnapping people. And so I think this evening we won't just cover what's happening in Haiti, because we always like to go further and give you a backstory. In fact, I know Rob Dew's listening. Rob, well, let's just not stop there, because during the break I was back there with the TV guys looking at news with them. Let's get together maybe the 10 greatest hits of the UN. Giant child kidnapping rings when they moved into Serbia and Kosovo. Giant kidnapping rings in Iraq. Let's get the Dying Corps. I mean, let's show folks, because people don't know about this. I mean, the UN forces are just absolute murdering criminals who want to have fun with people. You want to talk about an army that's known for atrocities? It is just pure evil. Because they've got all this political cover of how they're humanitarian and they care, and all the Miss America say support the UN and, you know, give to UNICEF and all this bull. It's a eugenics, third world destroying slave grid, and it's come out so many times. Oh, but the Haitians that were called conspiracy theorists, turns out they're right again. Turns out the worst is true. So we're going to have those reports for you this evening, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it'll be 9 years up and operating in April. And over the years, it's had bugs here and there. They're pretty much all worked out. Super fast audio streaming, video streaming, all the films. Everybody can log in at once right at 7. You can even share your passcode with up to 6 people so more people can watch it. One membership's like 6 memberships. You can get 44% off a year membership right now. We're running that till the end of the month. And we're also running a 15-day free trial at PrisonPlanet.tv. And it's a more highly produced version of the radio show. We've got reporters. We've got guests every day. I mean, this is a real news show. And, of course, we get about, 25,000-30,000 people, it looks like, log in when it's live and then watch it over the evening. But then those of you that are members, 15 cents a day, you fund getting the message out. We post it on YouTube and a bunch of other sites, and millions a week on the aggregate do watch the show, and it's only 5 months up and running. And we're developing it for TV and other systems. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, become one today. It takes about 15 minutes to go sign up. 15 minutes. It takes 15 cents a day. It takes about a minute and a half to sign up. Just username, passcode, boom. But if you're going to share the username and passcode with people, make sure it's not something that you have for your email or your bank account. You know, make up something silly or something easy to remember, obviously, and then give that to the 6 people you want to be able to log in at one time. So 6 memberships basically is what it comes down to for $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 5.3 months free. So that's close to half off the year, and that special will end at the end of the month. We also have some other specials running. Remember, when you purchase the books, the videos, the T-shirts, you get tools to wake up others, but also you support the news websites, the syndicated radio show, the nightly news show, the films, all the stuff we're doing. We're at the tip of the spear in support of Ron Paul, everything over the years. And it's just amazing what we're doing here together. So check out the online video bookstore at Infowars.com, or call toll free if you've got any questions of the crew here that can answer your questions. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Okay, that's my plug here to fill our gas tanks in the InfoWar. I'm going to come back and into more news. Then Wayne Paul, brother Ron Paul, is joining us to give us his take on the incredible election fraud in Iowa.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.